It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, brought to you by Dr. Randy Walker, Simple Simons, Ayers Cleaners, and Leopard Care Clinic, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 2, Episode 8 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We're going to talk about all kinds of football, lots of games. Last week, not as many as usual because a lot of teams had the week off, but we're going to talk about who they're going to play this next week. And one thing we're not going to do is talk about any National Football League.
Well, that would add three more games that we talk about.
The thing about it is it wouldn't really add three because there wasn't one of them didn't count.
Well, Jeff, did you watch the Steelers?
Yeah. Well, I just can't believe Episode 8. Somebody doesn't want to talk about Troy Aikman.
Well, there you go. There you go. See?
Yeah.
We're going to need to fill the time today.
Well, I think we'd be better off talking about Troy Aikman than Dak Prescott. I think one of the things about – we'll talk about this. We'll talk about this for just a minute.
All right.
We're not talking about y'all's teams. We're going to talk about my
team. You want to talk about Justin Fields?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you was right about him.
I know. I told you. I did tell you that. But and we can talk about that for a minute, too. But one of the things we want to talk about with Dak Prescott, I think he unfairly gets a lot of the blame because he's the he's America's team's quarterback. But I think he plays okay. Do y'all not think he plays okay?
Oh, absolutely.
I think he plays well enough for them to win. It's other people that aren't playing well enough to win.
Well, I mean, I go to church Sunday evening because Greg teaches, and I just can't miss that. But from what I saw of the Cowboys before I went to Bible study, Dak wasn't the problem. Their defense couldn't stop anybody or tackle anybody. That was the problem as I saw it.
That they didn't sign Derrick Henry was a big problem in that game.
Give me five for that one. Yeah, all we had to do was sign Derrick Henry. We won that game yesterday, won the other game. Yeah, you got to have a running game. Yeah. So we take a guy that we got rid of, Ezekiel Elliott, who ever since we gave him $90 million hadn't done anything. Mm. We let him go once. Then we bring him back, and guess what?
Yeah.
He's still not doing anything.
Well, let's be honest,
three carries for 6 yards? Yeah, 3 carries for 6 yards.
Let's be honest. You give me $90 million, I'm not going to do much either.
I can give you 90 cents, and you're not going to do much.
He might hit the hole a little bit faster than Zeke.
I think you could have got 6 yards.
I could have failed for 6 yards.
I don't know what you're teaching Sunday nights, but it's not dignity in law.
For sure. Well, the thing about it is, I think one of the things is, when you look at y'all's two teams, I think the surprise out of the three are the Steelers that they're 3-0. I didn't think that would happen. Did you, Jeff?
No, they wouldn't have been the ones I picked to go 3-0.
Yeah. Now Green Bay's doing really well considering they lost their quarterback, and Dallas is what they are. They got front office issues.
Well, the most Cowboys thing the whole weekend was for once every 4 years or so. I have three opportunities to root for the Cowboys because they play the Browns, the Bengals, and the Ravens. So I'm rooting for the Cowboys Sunday. They let me down, so I know how Greg feels every week.
Well, and not only do they lose, they get behind by 20 points, 20 plus points. Then they come back and get within three.
Oh yeah,
you think, oh, here they come. Razorbacks, Cowboys, it's all the same, man.
With the only successful onside kick with the new kicking rules so far this season.
Yeah, that's right. They did get that. But you know what we got to do now is we got to talk Leopard football, and we're going to talk with Coach Richard Bell. Coach Bell, you're coming off a bye week this week. I hope everybody's gotten healed up and rested up a little bit. Got the whole Bobcats coming in for homecoming this Friday night.
Yeah, we had a good week, 2 weeks of practice. You know, did a lot of conditioning, didn't do a lot of hitting. We did a lot of film work, and everybody got healed up. Unfortunately, we got some bad news on Darian Henderson, who went down against Lafayette County. I'm not going to get deep into it, but he has some structural damage to his knee that's going to have to get further checked out. So other than that, everybody's healed up and ready to go.
Well, that is not good news because Darian has been a force inside there on the defensive line this year, and we're going to miss him, but next man up, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I talked to him on the phone. Of course, he's still coming to practice, and he's just like he was Friday night. He's telling me that he can play, and I told him I'm more worried about him playing with his kids than playing on Friday night, so let's get his leg fixed. But, yeah, he's begging me to play. But, yeah, we got next man up. We're going to do a 2 or 3 man rotation, and hopefully keeping those guys fresh in there will maybe, you know, have the same effect as having Darian in there the entire time. So, yeah. We're going to do a little bit of a rotation and try to keep going. Like I said, next man up. That's why everybody lifts weights, and that's why everybody trains. Is when your number's called, time to be ready.
Yeah, and Darian's definitely going to be missed. I don't mean to minimize that loss. I mean he has just been, like I said, a force on the defensive line. But hopefully what happens, he'll be able to get that taken care of. And
he's just a junior, and so I'm not sure if it'll be for the rest of the season. We got to go see further doctors and stuff like that. But if anything, it's not career ending. So if he's not back this year, we're 100% we'll have him back for next year.
That's great. And so moving on to the game this week, before we talk about the game. I know coaches hate to do this, but you want to talk about homecoming just for a second?
Coaches love homecoming, don't
yeah.
they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I told Jay, to put it lightly, the kids love the homecoming. The crowd loves it. The girls love it. The community loves it. But coaches, not so much. It throws you off of your routine quite a bit. But I remember my homecoming, and it was a good time. You have family come in. They get to go watch you play when they normally may not. You know, all the girls are dressed up nice, and it's a big deal. And I'm glad the boys get to experience it. But, oh, yeah, it's going to definitely be a little bit of a focus factor for sure.
Well, I think we could probably expect a good crowd for homecoming and also the opening game of the conference season. We're going to be playing the Hope Bobcats, and looks like they may be down a little bit this year, Coach.
Yeah, they graduated. I think it was something like 22 seniors last year. They had a huge senior group graduate. They still have some weapons as far as athletes. I think their main starters that they graduated were offensive and defensive linemen and some linebackers. But they still have some skill guys. I thought I had their number down on what they were going to run on offense. And then this past week against Prescott, they totally changed quarterbacks and offensive game plan. They went from a spread to a shotgun wing T with three backs in the backfield and just using their athletes kind of like Lafayette County did against us. They kind of went to that bone formation. Well, that's what Hope's done. Hope kind of quit spreading it out and went to, a shotgun wing T and they're trying to run triple option and try to get misdirection on people. So we're gonna have to prepare for both the spread and the shotgun wing tee, and I'm not sure what they're gonna come out in, but Hope's always got athletes. Again, Coach Turner does a good job with that. I think it's a very winnable game for the Leopards as long as we, you know, control the time of possession and don't let them get any big plays.
Yeah, well, we can hope that offense that they went to last week works as well this week as it did against Prescott.
Oh, yeah. Prescott for sure laid it to them. They moved the ball quite a bit on Prescott, but, again, they had some, I guess you would call some setbacks on offense where they had penalties and some fumbles. But any time Prescott got the ball, I think every time Prescott had the ball, they scored. So they put Hope away pretty quick. But, again, Prescott's a good ball team, and hopefully we can play as good as we have in the past and not turn the ball over, and Hope has a couple of unfortunate situations that help us out, and I'd be happy with that.
Well, this is going to be our DeQueen Motorsports game of the week. And, boy, being 2-1 has been nice for a couple of weeks. Being 3-1, I imagine that'll feel nicer, Coach.
I think being 3-1 would feel really good. I would definitely like to start out conference with a win for sure. We haven't done that in a long time, so yeah, to go 3-1 would be big. But the main thing would be to start out conference play 1-0, you know, so I'd love that for these boys and for the town of Decoy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be a great thing to do. And I just want to mention Shelter Insurance, Woods Agency. They every week, of course, we didn't have a game this last week, but they do sponsor the Leopard Player of the Week. And
we just
appreciate
could put
them
Queen Catherine Socash in that spot this week.
Yeah, Jeff Woods also, he also does our chain crew every Friday night at home games. So shout out to him on doing that. He's done it for the last couple of years, as long as I can remember. And basically all that he asked for is we give him a hat to wear to make him look like look the same. So.
Well, I appreciate you giving him a hat.
I'm surprised he didn't ask for a mask.
Yeah. I appreciate you giving him a hat, but I think you're overestimating what he does over there. I watch it, and his arms are folded quite a bit. I did that for a while, Coach, and you know, there's a hierarchy to that chain gang, and when you get to where you're the clip guy, then
right.
you're at the height, the hierarchy.
That's right.
You have to do is take that guy, the clip and put it on the line, and then you're done till the next person.
There's nowhere to go but down, Woods.
Yeah, I keep looking over there for a run pass signal. He hasn't given me one yet, so I'm waiting over there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I've talked to those guys, and they tell me they're giving you all the help they can give you. I'm not saying they can give you a whole lot, but I tell you, they're doing all they can do over there. But
I bet if I listened to them, I bet if they told me run, it'd 100% be a pass. So they can just keep on moving the chain.
that's exactly right. But I know you appreciate all them, and they do a great job. And we appreciate Shelter Insurance for sponsoring the Leopard Player of the Game. And just before we let you go, just want to shout out Queen Catherine Socash in the homecoming court.
The best catcher in our conference, maybe one of the best catchers in the state.
Yeah. Yep, for sure. And the queen.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm happy for her and the rest of the court. Like I said, it's a big deal. The boys are looking forward to it, and I know the girls and their parents are. It's, you know, it's a chance for their family to come in and see them all dressed up and have a good time, and hopefully we can get them a win and move to 3-1.
That's what we're looking for, man. We appreciate you calling in, taking your time. We know you're a busy man. Have a good rest of the week, and go Leopards.
Leopard pride.
All right, go Leopards, baby. Talk to y'all later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen, 870-642-8387.
Bets.
Make sure that you schedule your appointment today. Absolutely amazing folks over there. The front desk always makes me feel pretty good. Yeah, everybody up front is absolutely just super cool. Very, very nice people to leave your pets with. I know it can be a pretty stressful thing, and so do a lot of other people. Obviously, we have almost 200 five-star reviews on Google.
So you hadn't been there when Jennifer was up front then?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure she's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. She does a great job. Kenny does a great job with your animals. He's there, you know, from large to small, he's going to take care of them all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And he does a great job. They all do. You know, they have boarding there. You can get all kinds of, obviously, all your veterinary services.
You nailed it. That's right.
Kinda.
I just want to shout out some of these reviews here. Amazing and kind people. They took care of and saved my puppy from parvo a few months ago and have taken great care of all of our animals since. That was just a few months ago. Very friendly staff. You could tell by the way they interact with your pet. They are all animal lovers. Great place to take your furry family members for all their medical needs. They do grooming on site, but yeah, man, this place is absolutely a fantastic place to take your pets to, obviously, considering all of the amazing reviews here. And don't forget about Ashdown Veterinary Clinic either, because they bring the same quality of excellence.
That's exactly right. And so they've got Southwest Arkansas covered for all your vet needs.
Absolutely.
They're at 139 Southern Drive there in Ashdown.
870-898-5181. And you can also like and share them on Facebook as well. They've got a ton of likes and a ton of great Google reviews for Ashdown Vet Clinic as well. Very professional. Good with my pup. We got our shots and grooming all in one. Absolutely amazing. We We appreciate DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic for sponsoring the podcast since the very beginning. But we have a very special guest on the line now. It's Mr. Jim Cross.
Jim, good to hear from you this week. Ashdown went to Ida Bell over to Oklahoma and had a tough go of things over there.
I tell you guys, the good news about the trip is that Ravion Larry and Matrell Lopez are graduating in May.
Are you going to go over and make sure you're going to be over the graduation?
I think I am. and I say that with all respect towards those two young men. They're as good as anybody that I've seen in several years. The running back, Ravion Larry, is going to Utah State, is what I understand. And then Lopez, the wide receiver, he's a D2 guy because he's kind of small. But we punted the ball to him three times, and he ran all three back.
Wow.
And one of them, thank goodness, somebody fell down and blocked us in the back, so they had to call it back. But the other three or four times, we just punted it out of bounds. But we literally could not tackle him in the open field.
My goodness. Well, so, I've heard that they're really good. You know, like I told you, I've got three friends in the world. One of them happens to live in Ida Bell.
Okay,
he told me that this might be their best team. So, it sounds like it is.
Yeah, and we, I'm going to give the positive spin on it, but the first quarter we were right there with them, had several first downs, and we just couldn't punch it in. And then as the game wore on, just their superiority with those two guys alone, and then their other wide receiver, Mac Dixon, he was very good as well. And we just couldn't keep the ball away from them. We needed to control the clock, and we just couldn't do it. But the kids played hard, I talked to them yesterday. Everybody's still up and ready to go with the first conference game being against Harmony Grove. So you learn from those mistakes, and it's a whole new season starting Friday night.
Well, Jim, before we turn the page to Harmony Grove, can you give us a Domtar Ashdown Panther player of the week?
Yeah, I think it has to be Avery Buster. And let me tell you a little quick story about Avery. He plays center. He's been our starting center for 2 years, all-conference kind of guy, great young man. And this year he's playing nose man as well, so he's playing both ways. And then if that's not enough, he plays in the band at halftime. So,
not selling popcorn?
I think he does run a concession stand during the third quarter. But he literally never comes off the field.
Wow.
Well, that's great, and I know he's a good kid too.
I saw a picture of him on Facebook yesterday. He's well put together as well. He's a big kid.
Yeah,
he's a big kid, very strong, and very well spoken, and just as good as gold. And those kind of guys that you build your team around.
And we appreciate that. So the Domtar Ashdown Panther Player of the Week's Avery Buster. Looking forward to going to Haskell, or are they coming to you? I'm sorry.
They're coming to us, thank goodness.
Okay. Have you know anything about them much, Jim?
Yeah, I watched a little video of them yesterday, and they run the dead tee. I mean, there's very little passing. They're going to cross buck you, sweep a little bit, run the option play. And it's as 1960s football as you can ever imagine. So they want to slow the game down, and they want to snap the ball with 3 or 4 seconds on the clock. Now their quarterback, I think his name's Willis. He is very talented, very athletic, and he also plays. Get this, guys. He's a quarterback and he plays inside linebacker.
Wow.
So that's an interesting combo.
It is.
They're 0-3, but they've lost a couple of tough ones to Rising and Jesseville. So should be a pretty good ball game Friday night.
Yeah, I think so. Rising's always a powerhouse in 3A. So losing to Rising's it's no slap in the face. And Jesseville, they just couldn't really stop Jesseville. But offensively, they scored over 30 points. And so, they're very – and what makes it tough in talking to Coach McCaslin is that's the only team that runs that. So, basically, you're preparing for the spread all this time, and then in 3 days, basically, you got to stop the dead tee, which, like I say, nobody runs that. Yeah. And it's as dead – I mean, it's not even – I mean, they don't even put guys – on the flank. I mean, it's strictly the dead tea.
Yeah. So you're going to the beauty shop this week then?
Yeah.
Going to get you a perm so you got a fro and you're going to wear your bell bottoms. go watch them run the dead tea, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, my wife would love that.
you know that's the thing about it is, you know, there's nothing new anymore, Jim. These teams, they're all going back to what we ran when we were kids. And I understand it because you don't have to have as much prowess on the offensive end as you do. I mean, if people know how to run these things, if you practice them enough where everybody does their job, you're going to gain yardage every play. And that's the thing about these types of offense. Just, you know, and we've got several teams that run that now.
Well, also, if you're interested in keeping the ball away from the other team,
that's true.
Time of possession, those offenses, if you run them well, they tend to work really well.
Yeah.
Well, and it turns into assignment football. And, for example, if your inside linebacker cheats to the one side and doesn't take his gap and they run that fullback right through the middle, you're in trouble. So it's such an assignment football kind of thing that sometimes it's hard for the kids to say, well, I see it happening over here. Let me get involved. The next thing you know, they run the crossbuck to the other side and you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And so you really got to be very disciplined. Like you say, nobody else does it, at least in the 10 games we're playing. And so it's a kind of a completely different, you know, understanding of so I have a feeling our safeties will be in the box and
everybody will be within 5 yards of the ball.
Yeah,
all 22
yeah,
exactly. kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We see that every week, Jim. So we're used to that with the Leopards. But you know, I think that the it's just like you said, it's assignment football. And if the Panthers on defense stick to their assignments, they'll be able to stop them.
Yeah, and then on the flip side of that would be, I would think, guys, since they run the dead tee, they probably don't have the athletes to practice against the spread. So I'm expecting that Wood Walton's going to have a big game against them. And I would think that we're going
to get the ball. He's due a breakout game.
Yeah, he is, and I think that'll be maybe his confidence boost. And then also talking to Coach McCaslin, that Riley Williamson, the quarterback transfer from Horatio, they have a package set for him to run a few snaps as well, you know, trying to get the quarterback a little bit more involved in the running game. And Riley gives you that piece of it. So I have a feeling we're going to see two quarterbacks Friday night.
That sounds really good. Home game, probably going to have a big crowd there. Looking forward to an Ashdown Panther victory Friday, Jim.
Yeah, me too. And what I'm looking forward to is Daryl and I at Idabel, we had to sit on top of the press box and carry our tables and our chairs. And at Ashdown, we just go in and sit down. So it'll be a nice change.
So did anybody throw rocks at you or anything while you're up there?
Well, when you're losing 41-0, everybody's kind of happy to see you. So, you know,
yeah. You should have got Stowers cut. He would have been able to get you inside right there in the best place.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know Tony had power over there. I'll use that next time I go.
Yeah, I bet you're hoping you don't go a while again.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, in 2 years, if I go and Lopez and Larry are on the team, I'm going home.
I understand that. Well, I listened to you Friday night. You and Daryl did a good job, and I did find it interesting that you were on top of the press box, though. So I'm going to assume they didn't have an elevator to take you up there.
No, we had to carry it up of a ladder, and this is a funny story, guys. You know, we're up there; it's about 130 degrees up there, and it's very comfortable. And the people in the press box said, "Can y'all shut that door up there because it's letting all the cold air out?"
So you were sitting next to the chimney.
Yeah, I was.
Well, man, we appreciate you so much and all your insight on Panther football. And just to mention one more time, the Dom Tar.
That guy too, yeah.
Dom Tar, Ashdown Panther Player of the Week, Avery Buster. And congratulations to him. And, Jim, we look forward to talking to you next week and talking about a Panther victory over the Harmony Grove Cardinals.
Sounds great, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Have a great week.
Go Panthers.
You too. Go Panthers. Bye.
We're here with Coach Paul David Willis of the Horatio Lions. Coach, played Lafayette County last week, 28-0 score. Give us the lowdown on that game.
Well, we're getting better. Our kids are getting better. You know, we were basically out-athleted. We kind of knew that going in. Which not, you know, I hate making excuses because I think, you know, when you do that, you're giving the kids a crutch. So I'm trying not to do that. But, you know, we had some bright spots, and at times we moved the ball and did some good things. It's, you know, we would be moving and driving, and then we'd just kind of shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, I've kind of discovered through 40 years of doing this stuff that all that stuff's a habit. When the kids kind of get in the habit of doing bad things, the first bad things that happen, it's kind of like, oh, no, here it goes again, and they just kind of accept it. We really hadn't learned to fight through that yet.
Well, I tell you, you know, we got to see Lafayette County the week before, and they've got a really good football team. I was interested to know what kind of offense they ran against y'all, because they used the Wildcat almost exclusively against the Leopards the week before.
We've seen about everything known to man, and I told our kids that, you know, there's no sense in trying to come up with some fantastic scheme, because I know Coach Ivory, and what Coach Ivory's philosophy is, get the ball in the hands of your dudes and get out of their way. And that's kind of what they did with us. They got the hands and got the ball in the hands of the guys that could go, and they let them go.
Yeah, and they got some dudes, that's for sure.
They sure do. They got some great skill players, and they've got some big kids too.
Well, they do. You know, they're big kids, and they're not so necessarily just, you know, big and strong and going to ball you. They're just big and they get in the way.
yeah, and sometimes that's what it takes. Just talking, you got anybody offensively, defensively you want to mention from the game Friday night?
Well, you know, really and truly, defensively, you know, we played pretty well. And you're looking at, you know, a 28-0 score and thinking, well, how'd you play well defensively? Well, two of their touchdowns, they scored kind of late in the game. You know, it's kind of after the Queen game. You know, we gave up two scores late that kind of stretched the score out and made it look like we got hammered. But in all actuality, it was a 14-0 ball game for about three quarters.
Wow, sounds like you did play them tough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we did. And the second touchdown, they scored the very first drive of the game, and they kicked off to us, and we were turning the kickoff, and they kind of held the ball carrier up, and the whistle was lost, and they couldn't find it to blow it. And they ended up taking the ball out of the guy's hands and scored. So they scored two touchdowns before we ever had the ball.
Wow.
And, you know, we got the ball in the red zone three times and got it in the end zone once, and there was a holding penalty back behind the play that – nullified that, and then we just couldn't, you know, we got the penalty and just couldn't get over the hump. So, you know, we moved the ball. It's just we would get behind the chains, and you know, we're not very good at getting behind the chains. So, right. Kids played well. Defensively, we played well. As far as a player of the game, as a coaching staff, we gave it to Jake Terry. Jake Terry played defensive line for us, and, you know, he's one of our stronger kids. And this get an outstanding job. Played hard all that long, made some good plays. And, you know, we probably could have given it to some other guys on the defensive line, but we gave it to Jake because Jake tended to, you know, he kind of stood out.
Sounds like a great choice. What about offensively?
Well, offense, same way. Our line's getting better. You know, we had an issue with our line earlier in the year. We were blowing assignments and you know, our offensive line has gotten better. Offensively, I'd probably have to give it to the whole offensive line. Okay. You know, Colton Watts and Miguel are playing guard for us. Ty Dorsey is our sophomore center. And then we got Carson Bailey and I'm kind of fair who I'm leaving out here. we got Colin Green playing the other tackle, and all three of those guys are sophomores. And, you know, they did a good job. We've got to get better pass protection. The passing game's kind of on me. You know, I came in here in May, and we really have spent most of our time trying to get the running offense in, and I've kind of hurt us a little bit because we have got to get better at throwing the ball because we're allowing people to, you know, put eight, nine guys in the box and daring us to throw, and we're just not very good at throwing right now, and that's my fault. We've got to work on that. We got to get better at throwing the ball, and that's kind of where we're headed. We're gonna get better at throwing the ball and kind of back people up and make it a little bit easier to run the ball.
Well, Coach, it doesn't get any easier as y'all face the 3-0 Center Point Knights this Friday. From what I can read about them in Hootons and what I've seen so far this season, very good skill position players, all-conference quarterback, all-conference running back, all-conference receiver, Drew Diggs, Bo McGow or Magoo,
say Magoo.
And then Bryce Harless, all very good.
Well, you're right. And, you know, I totally honest, I'm a little envious of them. They're kind of where we want to be in five more years. You know, Coach Rogers has been there a while. The kids have been running the same system ever since he's been there. So he's basically taught the basics of his system. And once you get the basics of your system in, then you can kind of start expanding it. And that's kind of what he's done. You know, he came in and started running a wing T and taught the system to the kids. And now he's been able to kind of evolve it. And he, you know, he's truly a wing T guy, but they get, you know, they get shotgun and do all that stuff from gun, and they've developed a passing game, and you know, they're as likely to throw as they are to run it. So, you know, they're kind of scary to stop offensively because they're so diverse.
Yeah, yeah, they look like the part, and the 3-0 start's not just a random chance. It's they're a good football team.
Well, they are. They're, like I said, they're well coached. The kids play hard. You can tell by looking at them, the kids have been in the weight room. So the kids have developed a work ethic, and you know they know how to work. So again, I told the kids yesterday they're where we want to be in four or five more years.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, and they've done really well over there. We just want to wish you luck as you head over to Center Point to face the Knights this Friday night. And just want to mention one more time that the Horatio State Bank line player of the week is going to be Jake Terry for his play on the defensive line against Lafayette County. And Coach, you got anything else you want to – any other wisdom you want to impart on us before we let you go?
Well, now, look, if you're coming to me from wisdom, you're in a bad shape. I do have something to –
Well, I'm looking around the booth here, and you're right.
Well, hey, I can tell you this. We are in bad shape. but we appreciate you.
I'm from Sevier County too, so I totally understand. Now, I do have as we would say on Sunday morning, I do have a blog. Jack Stewart, our assistant coach that was injured in a car wreck, he made it to practice yesterday. He came down and come out. And he was able to visit with him, and you know, really, all I can say is God is good.
All the time.
He went through some hard times, and he's persevering and fighting through it, and he's gonna be around and spoil that little baby girl of his.
That's awesome.
That's great.
That's the best news of the day.
That's right, and that's a good thing to end this interview on. We appreciate you so much and your willingness to help us out every week. Go Lions against the Center Point Knights this Friday night.
I appreciate you.
UA Casa Todd, www.cccua.edu, 870-584-4471. However, you go into that website, you can do everything that you can possibly imagine in reference to UA Casa Todd on that website. And if you're interested in their athletics department, of course, they have their own separate website at uacasatodcults.com.
One thing real quickly about that athletic department. The Costock Colts men's soccer team Monday night defeated the University Central Arkansas Bears 4-2.
Nice.
So big win for them.
No kidding, man.
I just want to give them a shout out. But, you know, when you look at what they offer there, you know what? It's just about everything.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a 4-year degree, and you know that's fine, you can go to Costat the first 2 years. You can go to the University of Arkansas the last 2 years and pay the same per hour rate as you paid at Costat.
Absolutely.
And I mean, what a deal.
Yeah, that's a great deal. I'm in love with like their high school programs, mm-hmm. man. We knew two people recently who graduated high school with an associate's degree at UA Cossetot. They're offering college level courses that high school students can take even before graduating with their high school diploma. It's absolutely amazing. Adult education as well. It's never too late to get that GED. And
yeah, I gotta go see about that.
Yeah, exactly. The programs of study offered at UA Cossetot are immense, man. I mean, anything you can imagine. Again, just go to www.cccua.edu, and you will find a program of study that you should be interested in.
And not only that, you can sign up.
Yep.
You can pay.
You can do it all.
You can do it all there. Yeah. You know, and they've got scholarships.
Yeah.
Galore.
Yeah, Arkansas Academic Challenge, mm-hmm. Arkansas Future Grants, and other scholarships, LEO Dependence Scholarships, Military Dependence Scholarships, American Indian Scholarships, Single Parent Scholarships, and Workforce Investment ACTA program that helps people in Southwest Arkansas get employed and or trained in preparation for employment. Their job placement in some of their areas of study is like 100%.
Yeah.
So,
you know, they got a lineman program now. Yeah. When you climb down the pole, they give you a job.
That's right. They're just waiting for you down at the bottom.
That's right.
Yeah. Working directly with businesses and industry clients in the area as well, UA Cossetot's training coordinators align training with each client's specific needs, and courses are taught on site at the business or industry or at one of four UA Cossetot campuses in the area. Businesses may also sponsor employees in continuing education courses. Examples: commercial truck driving, frontline leadership, pharmacy tech, phlebotomy tech, medical billing and coding, and nursing assistants, as well as the lineman program that you mentioned, Greg.
And they're starting a new program too with it's called fiber optic engineering.
Yes.
And what that does is, and I don't understand it all, but it's a very complicated thing where you put that fiber together.
Yeah.
And you route it. You're not just splicing it.
Exactly.
And that industrial maintenance program they have over at Locksburg is just a great, mm-hmm. great thing. The second thing about that is you've got something that they just did recently, and we talked about this on the radio, Go Pro, Go Now. They mm-hmm. had a facility over there that they took students in junior high, 8th and 9th grade, and let them see simulators, like simulated truck driving.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All kinds of different simulations of the different programs they
have. That's fun. That's too cool.
and it allows them to see if it's something they want.
That's right.
Know, which at an earlier time gets them on the right direction. So, you know, that's a great thing. And we appreciate
UA Cossetot so much sponsoring the podcast, man. As a new sponsor especially, we appreciate them so much. www.cccua.edu.
We're here with Coach Dakota Barrett of the Costat River Eagles. Coach, tell us what happened last week.
Well, we went down to Horatio. Felt pretty good about it going in. Thought they were built a lot like us. Went down, played first half. I'm down a running back. I was down another running back for a half. We go into halftime up 14-8. Felt really, really good about that. Actually had two defensive stops that half I felt good about.
First time y'all have led at halftime in the history of the program?
Nope, that would be the first one.
Wow. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just got excited.
I was a little worried because, just truthfully, we had played a full four quarters, you know, and finished the ball game. And we come out really flat in the third quarter. They get up 10 on us. We kind of battled just back and forth. And it ultimately come down to we just couldn't finish them. We would score, and we couldn't punch it in for two. We got stopped three different times, 2-point conversions. With 2 minutes left, we get a stop. We burn all our timeouts, and we go down and score. We run a fake, hand it off to our guard, and he takes it 50 yards. You know, the energy was there in the fourth quarter. I felt like everybody played really hard and didn't quit. We got 1 second left on the clock, kicking onside kick. We were down four. We got the onside kick, but of course, time expired, you know. But it was good for our kids to go battle. And, you know, to be honest, that's kind of where we're at. Coach Phillips doing a good job with Horatio, and they'll be ready for us. We get to play them again at the end of the year, but I know our boys are excited about it.
I'll tell you what, sounded like it would have been a great game just to go and watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, the energy on both sides, and for Horatio too, you know, I think they needed a competitive game. And just to see two teams out there battling it out that wanted to be there and playing hard. And they got some good players too. And man, it was a good thing for our program, I can assure you, even with the loss. So.
It sure sounds like it.
Well, yeah, and you know, and I know that a lot of times people say there's no wins unless it, you know, it's on the scoreboard. But I think, you know, you're creating first there with that program, and having a lead at halftime for the first time, really cool. And you know, I think that's you know, something that you can build on and being competitive for four quarters too. It sounds like a really, really good game for y'all, and something that's going to help you as you move forward, not only in this season, but in future seasons.
Yeah.
I tell you, we go over and play Dardanelle tonight. And of course, Dardanelle, they're pretty well the real deal. They're going to be pretty good. Then we come back next week and we play DeQueen. Their junior high is pretty top notch. We've seen them a couple times in the summer. Big and physical, I felt like, for a junior high. But we get through these 2 weeks and we close out the year with Blevins and Horatio again. And you know, if all things fall right and the Lord sees fit, I can see two wins racking up here at the end of the season.
Man, that'd be outstanding.
It sure would.
So Dardanelle this week, huh?
Yes, sir. We're getting geared up to head over there. And, you know, I say that. I'll be honest with you. You know, it's one of them things. It don't matter. We're playing Maynard, DeQueen, or whoever. We can take some positives out of it. You know, at the time, I don't always enjoy doing that because I want to win. But you know, I tell our boys, we go down and do little things right. We start off the game at Horatio with five penalties in a row. You know, when you get behind the chains, split back offense ain't really made to recoup from that. You know, that's something we had talked about. We have to eliminate that to win ball games and to be good. We didn't do that, but even these games we're going to play now, you know, we get better each time we go play, and really, you know, somebody asked me, I think that's the whole point of all this. So
absolutely right.
Yeah, well, we're very impressed.
We are.
Just so you know, I think you're doing a great job. The Eagles are doing a great job. They're building something that's going to last for a long time. And those kids are, you know, they're going to look back on this as they become adults and realize that they were in on the start of something. And I just think that's so cool. One thing real quick, do you have a Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week for us?
Yep, absolutely. I'll tell you, this kid stepped up big. He's turned into a really good leader. He's matured a lot, which has certainly helped him. But Skyler Velez, he plays quarterback for us, and he got knocked around pretty good the other night, kept getting up, led his team, never let him quit. You know, we go down, we throw a fade. I think there's 20 seconds left, and we're out of timeouts, and I'm screaming to spike it. And then I realize that he's never heard of those words, and he doesn't even know what that is. And so on the fly, he's got them lined up, and he calls the fade, and we end up scoring on it. But I ask him why he called the fade, and I'm screaming spike it. And he said, well, I don't know what that means, but I thought at least if he didn't catch it, the clock stopped. So he's smart enough to think about things like that, and he did a really good job of leading us the other night, and he's going to be a good quarterback for days to come too. So.
That's great. Yeah. Skyler Velez, quarterback for the Eagles, is the Union Bank of Mena Player of the Week. We appreciate you coming on. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go?
No, sir. Getting geared up and for this week, and we'll be heading down to y'all's end of the world next Thursday.
Well, do this for me while you're up there. Just cut a tail off a sand lizard for us.
Well, I tell you, we'll try to do something. Coach Guerra actually is their defense coordinator up there. He's an old Mount Ida boy too, and so I'm looking forward to get to see him. But Nothing I'd like better than go beat Darnell today.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're looking forward to it too, Coach. We appreciate you calling in grateful that you allow us to be part of what you're doing up there.
Guys, y'all do an awesome job. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You God too. Bless you. Bye, Dakota. And we're here with former Gator head coach, Ed Baker. And, Coach, you were off last week, so got a little practice time, healing up time, and got a couple of weeks to get ready for the Junction City Dragons.
I don't know if that's enough time. We'll take another week or two.
I understand.
That's the best line so far this morning.
Yeah, they are really good. But got everybody healed up and ready to go though.
Yeah, well, we got a lingering ankle issue from the Horatio game. Other than that, we're about as healthy as you can be going into conference play.
Good thing. And that, so you get to take that drive to Junction City.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can hear you. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We heard you. You get to take that drive down to Junction City. That's always a fun trip. Takes you about a half a day to get down there and
load up the wife and the kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I do go through a couple states. And
yeah. I'm going to tell you this, we hadn't decided exactly how we're going to do it, but probably part of this podcast is going to be we got to talk to Steve Roberts, who's with Arkansas Activities Association, and he, just so you know, that he blamed all that on y'all. The Arkansas Activity Association does nothing. The schools do it all, and they just administer it. That's
right.
So if you got to go to Junction City, that's your fault. It's not his fault.
It's not a problem at all. When I was at Perryville one time, we were districted where we went, you know, Perryville's in the center of the state. One time we went all the way to Oklahoma for district games. And then the other time we went all the way to the Mississippi River for district games. Yeah. So it is what it is. You just, who you get, that's who you play.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, Junction City are 1-2, but if I'm not mistaken, they're still at the top of the heap in the 3A.
Yeah, that's deceiving. They've played some good teams, and we watching the Carlisle film, they were kind of dominating that game, and then it just all of a sudden Carlisle started putting some points on the board, hit a couple of big plays. But yeah, it was like 7-6 Junction City in the third quarter. And then, like I said, Carlisle hit a couple big plays and kind of took over. But it's, yeah, the record's deceiving.
So what's your plan this week?
I'll try to control the ball and score, you know, which will be hard. They're physical. They're athletic. They're well coached. It's going to be a challenge for our kids. But that's, you know, life's a challenge. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Ed, I know it's going to be a difficult challenge for them, but I know that you're getting them ready to play, and we look forward to just hearing how it goes, because I think that, you know, there's something to be said for playing really good teams.
Absolutely.
And I think
– You guys are.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Coach.
Hello. I'm sorry. I missed the last part of that.
I said there's something to be said for playing really good teams. I think it gives you the opportunity to not only to assess where you are in relationship to those teams, and I'm talking about as players more so than coaches, but I think it also gives you an opportunity to see what a good team, how they do things and the way they think about things and the way they go about taking care of business. And I think that's a positive that you can draw out of something, you know, even if you come up short on the scoreboard.
You bet. Absolutely. They're a really good program, have been for years. And like you said, that's, you know, you aspire to get to that level. And so the kids, you know, like you said, the kids can see what it takes to do those things. They're good in the weight room. They're good at track. They're good. I mean, they put work into it. So that's why they're successful.
Yep. Yep. Well, anything else you want to tell us about the game this week or anything else you want to talk about?
No, just like to have our fans come on down. We always travel well, so we're looking forward to having a good crowd with us. We're playing we will have played the junior high game by the time he played this. We had to move our junior high game to Tuesday night due to lack of officials. And then to plug our junior high won last week at Lafayette County. That was a big win for
that
us.
That is a big win.
And we got volleyball going on this week on the road. Two big district games for them. So a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Want to mention our time with Coach Baker this week is sponsored by Horatio State Bank as they sponsor the Gator Player of the Week every week.
Yeah, and we appreciate you calling so much, Coach Baker, and we look forward to hearing from you next week to see how it worked out down at Junction City. And you know, one thing about it is there's a lot of good places to eat between here and there. You know, our preference is the Flying Burger in Magnolia, but you know, lots of other good places too. So if you and your fans are on that way, Flying Burger, it's, you know, you're about an hour away from Junction City, but it's a good place to stop, take a rest, get a good meal, then head on down.
I bet some of our people will definitely go there. So yeah.
We appreciate you, man, and everything you do for us and for Foreman Gator football, and we just – look forward to hearing from you next week. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
You bet. We appreciate you guys supporting high school athletics.
Let's take a second to talk about our title sponsor, Dr. Randy Walker. Family Practice and Allergy Clinic here in DeQueen. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 777 is their motto. The multi-specialty clinic there for you. 870-584-3000. And you can hit option 6 for after hours triage, which is an amazing service that they offer, and you will talk to an actual person. Brad Patterson, head of the after hours triage after 7 p.m. Things happen, we are here. That's their motto. Accepting Arkansas and Oklahoma Medicaid, their services are immense. They also have a pediatric unit here in DeQueen, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Nick Matthews, the pediatrician on staff there, absolutely excellent guy. Yep. Makes me feel comfortable, makes my kid feel comfortable, and I'm so grateful to have a place like that here in Sevier County that I can take my child to. They also have a new clinic opening up in Foreman coming soon. I don't know when. I have no real information on that, but the moment that that happens, that's just going to be a big deal. Definitely spreading across Southwest Arkansas is Dr. Randy Walker, and we appreciate him sponsoring and being our title sponsor since the very beginning of this podcast. Absolutely excellent, and it is good because they always give us a lot to talk about. Greg, what do you got?
I got Simple Simon's Pizza. Yeah, I got boy. The best today
yeah.
because I went to Simple Simon's Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Their pizza is amazing.
It's so good.
And the buffet is so inexpensive. $8.99 for all you can eat.
And it is all I can eat. Yeah, boy. Yeah. I probably eat two pizzas when I go there.
Yeah, and their salad bar.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the best part is
what?
Is that the people behind the counter don't judge you when you go for yet another plate full
I don't
of
know.
Pizza.
I don't know.
Do you, think like, there, do you think there's a little you bit know, of a,
I had a stack of plates about this tall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was about five or six of them up.
They're not paid not to judge.
No.
So if they judge me, that's okay. They don't let me know.
Yeah.
So I don't feel bad.
That's true. But you know what? I mean, here's the deal is for Jeff Tuttle and – you know, he's a really conscientious eater and everything. So,
yeah.
you know, there's a great salad bar there and everything. And then, you know, for Tony, who likes his desserts, you know, got dessert pizzas,
the
man.
Dessert pizza's crazy.
It's so great.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of judging, everybody judges me for my salad. It has no green in it whatsoever.
It's cheese, egg, bacon, ham.
Ranch dressing.
That's it, ranch dressing.
And
that's the best
and then
salad.
A piece of pizza underneath it.
Yeah. And you eat that and you're like, why is everybody always hating on salad? This is delicious.
But you know, the thing about him
why
is.
I'm not losing weight.
Yeah.
That's right. You're eating pizza. I mean, you're eating salad, right? But you can call him at 870-642-4103. Dine in, carry out, delivery. They'll bring it to you.
Mm.
And so all you got to do is call them, order the pizza, and it'll be on its way soon.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the things we hadn't talked about in a couple of weeks is their sandwiches. Those things are amazing.
They are very good.
Yeah, they're really, really good. Yeah. I love their sandwiches.
Underrated sandwich. Yeah. Something you might not expect getting there, but you should try it out. They're very, very good.
Yep.
Dr. Randy Walker, plenty of businesses in the area, including Ayers Cleaners.
Ayers Cleaners open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturday 9 to 12. This is amazing to me, guys. Wash, dry, and fold for $1.99 a pound. I'm telling you what.
Why would you buy a washing machine?
Yeah. I can wash my whole wardrobe for $1.99.
I actually have a suit over there at Ayers Cleaners that I had sweated through.
Common and, here in South
I got to go
Arkansas.
Pick that up, Greg. I've already paid for it online, which is really cool that you can do that as well. Do you have any clothes over there?
I probably.
I'll ask him if you have anything over there. Yeah,
just ask him.
You need to get on the app, though, and pay for them.
Yeah, I already did. I guarantee you they sent me a bill, and I paid for them.
Yeah.
That's 870-584-7128.
Awesome. Ayers Cleaners is a great, great thing here in Sevier County, and open on Saturdays, too, for your convenience. You know what else is cool? Leopard Care Clinic by Dr. Randy Walker, an on-campus full-service medical clinic open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Their goal with Leopard Care Clinic is to help improve the lives of DeQueen School District and faculty by bringing essential services to them when and where they need them most, which is on campus. Leopard Care Clinic, supporting student success, because healthy students are better learners, and all of the services you've come to offer from them. And let's not forget Cutting Room and Company, a great place to go and get your hair cut. Amazing reviews, fantastic people that work there. In fact, I've been in talks with one lady who works there who might be interested in cutting my toddler's hair, which is like, I don't even know how that's going to work out, but I like that
headlock.
Headlock. She's up to the challenge. 405 East Colin Ray Drive, 870-642-6053. They do take walk-ins, but make an appointment always makes things a little bit easier. Cutting Room and Company, been here for a long time. Established and great folks over there, and we appreciate them, man.
And I got one thing before I know you're going to finish up quickly. But one thing I want to do is I want to mention happy birthday, Angie Walker.
Happy birthday, Angie Walker, plus one.
Yeah,
this will be plus
it's
two.
It's her birthday week.
Lastly, I do want to talk about the fact that Dr. Randy Walker Family Practice and Allergy Clinic also has a Dirks Clinic open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., a great service that they bring out to Dirks as well. Big things moving out over there, getting more and more services every week, so we appreciate them. And Dirks, they're there, and we have the Dirks Outlaws aficionado, Jeff Tuttle, in studio.
Jeff, how's it going this week?
It's going.
Good.
A lot going on last week, outlaw football wise, but
I understand. But hey, how about Powder Puff? Let's hear about that.
Hey, Powder Puff, they had a exciting night. You know, they do a benefit for the Steve Martin and scholarship. I think that's their big money maker on the year. And good crowd, lots of. I was going to say flag football, but there's some rough tackles in there with those girls. They get physical. Always fun to watch. The junior class, I believe they were called the Junior Jets this year. They won it. Third year in a row that class has won it. They won it as freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So they got one more to look forward to.
Yeah. Since you didn't have an outlaw game, well, how about we have a Todd Moore Shelter Insurance Powder Puff Outlaw Player of the Week?
They let us pick it in the press box. You know, I help run the clock and stuff for that, along with Simon Mack, Jeffrey Mounts. They let us pick it, and we went with Junior Riley Simmons as our MVP of the Powder Puff tournament. So she'll be our player of the week this week.
I tell you this. I know Riley, and I believe she could probably put some pads on and play.
You're probably right. She's one of them that likes to tackle every once in a while.
Yeah, and be a big help. So, congratulations to her for being the Powder Puff Todd Moore Insurance Shelter Insurance Player of the Week.
Congratulations, Riley.
Hey, absolutely.
We'll take that. So, not a whole lot to talk about last week, but what about this week?
We hope it's not a Powder Puff game.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We hope we
sure.
get out there and hit some pads together as the Outlaws. I'm going to go ahead and take the brunt for saying Lafayette County, okay. As I always do. It's just kind of a running joke now to aggravate people.
I understand.
But y'all will know more about them and can give a little input on that as the Outlaws travel there. Y'all don't know about the officiating that will get there, but you know more about their football team. And you know, as you look at Hootons, and they don't even mention him in the article, but Andrew Mack.
Yeah.
Returns at quarterback, and he threw for over 1,300 yards last year, And I know y'all said they'll rotate some quarterbacks in and out, and they done that last year, but they basically stuck with him most of the game last year.
Well, you know, and in our game, the longest pass play they had was a fake punt.
Yeah.
And the best fake punt, the best fake punt I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And especially in high school.
Yeah.
And they did an excellent job with that. You know, it was about a 31-yard pass play they completed. But they didn't really pass the ball a whole lot. They did some in the first half.
I think they threw the ball probably 5-6 times.
Yeah. But in the second half, man, they just lined up in the Wildcat and just ran. We couldn't stop them.
They might have lost some receivers from last year. I'm not sure. But, you know, they like to try to throw it around. Back to this fake punt. Did I hear y'all describe it as like he maybe underhanded the ball or something?
Did.
To make it look like a punt?
Yeah. Throw it straight up in the air. And if our defensive or our back couldn't see that it wasn't a kick, Coach Bell and several other people are on the sideline screaming pass or catch it or whatever. But it was a well-designed play. You know, it wasn't something they drew up on the sidelines. It's something they'd practiced for a while and decided to bring it out. And they probably won't be able to run it again now for 2 or 3 years. But, man, it hit big.
But in hindsight,
us.
You know, you talk about catch it, but in hindsight, I'm assuming you're better off to just bat it down.
Right.
I mean, but who's thinking that's the punt coming at you? I mean, or a pass coming at you? I understand. Yeah.
And our up back is thinking, well, they're just trying to down the football. But he caught it.
Yeah.
And it was a great play. I'd never seen anything like it.
No. It really worked well. But I you know, the other thing I had never seen, you know, we all saw the wild hog or the wild cat with Darren McFadden, you know, on occasion and things. But what we saw out of Lafayette County against the Leopards and what they ran and ran the entire second half, and we really never stopped it, was something I'd never seen before. They basically just went heavy on one side or the other, and they'd switch sides, and they'd run a guy and he'd just stand back there kind of, find a hole and run through it and just juke and jive and make 5 or 6, 8, 10 yards. And then when he got tired, they'd send one of those other guys in. They had Mack, they had Bailey, they had, I can't remember the
– Radford.
Radford.
Yeah.
And then they had Walters, who was there actually, their running back.
Yeah.
You know, and they did a couple other things. You know, one of the things they did, they ran a reverse with a Bailey that almost scored the winning touchdown.
Yeah. Well, you know, and the thing is, they did such a good job. Of course, with the fake punt, you get an extra possession, right? That's you're thinking about you're turning the ball over, but they didn't. But Leopards only ran 7 offensive plays in the second half, so they did a good job of controlling the football.
That's crazy. And, you know, that's what I was just fixing to say. I think on each side, that's going to be a key to the game Friday night. It's ball control, and for the Outlaws, containment. I mean, you have to contain on the ends and – because the speed's going to be there. I mean, something you have to worry about. We have to worry about that with most teams in our conference. I mean, we got some talented groups, and
yeah,
we'll see it the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, and I think one of the things, you know, you talked about something that I think Coach Willis with the Horatio Lions, when we talked to him, he didn't say this, but you could kind of read it into what he said. The referees may have had a little bit to do with their game. You know, they scored a touchdown and got called back for holding, and that would have probably made a difference in their game where they were at the time. So
we had some issues down there last year. I don't know if anybody would admit it other than me. Well, I'm sure the whole town would, but there were some officiating issues. And I mean, that's just – I'm sure people come to Derek's and think that. You know, it's just
sure
kind of
do.
Something you – we're always right, but I mean, another thing, looking at their team real quick, on the defensive side, they got a couple of linebackers.
Oh,
Wembley,
yeah.
Wembley.
Yeah.
And he's Lawson. And Lawson is a sophomore. I told y'all.
And
earlier
Wembley is a stud.
That Lawson played against us last year as a freshman. He's probably the leading tackler. And those two kids are headhunters. I mean, they'll be looking for the ball.
Yeah, number 50. I think that's Lawson.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Man, he put a lick on Cole Binkley a couple of times.
Yeah.
and hit him really hard. And I think, you know, they're going to be very athletic and they're going to be very fast. I mean, you're going to have to contain is going to be a big, big issue. You know, I think that's one of the factors when the Leopards played them is that they lost containment quite a bit. And you know, they'd stand back there and jump this way and jump the other way and then might go forward a little bit and then back up and then they'd go once, yeah. You know, and when you do that, you know, it's like a broken play every time. Almost,
well,
wasn't it,
Tony? Yeah. Well, and two things that I took from the game with the Leopards. One is we dominated in the first half, and we should have actually been up 26-0 at halftime. We had a pass call back. It was a good holding call, according to Coach Bell, but we could have easily been up 26-0 at halftime. And they went in and totally changed what they're doing. And there's some coaches just aren't willing to do that. But Coach Ivory, was willing. He changed exactly what he was doing on offense and defense. And was real well at adjusting, and their kids didn't quit. Their kids didn't come out in the second half and, you know, just throw in the towel. They played hard.
No, they really did.
I mean, I think one of the keys, you know, no penalties. I mean, it's hard to go a game with no penalties, but cut down on penalties, turnovers. I mean, you can't turn the ball over. And you can't mention it enough, containment. That backside of your defense, defensive end or corners on that side, it's easy if they keep going one way to start chasing,
mm-hmm.
and for no reason. And then that one time, one out of five plays, it's coming back to you. You have to be there and be ready. I mean,
that's right.
It'll pay off that time whether you do anything. If you just stay put and you're not in on the tackle, it's going to benefit you on that one time that they come back at you. So,
yeah. So, anything else you got? Any injuries that are significant, or anything that we need to be looking for with the Outlaws this week?
I don't think anybody went down in our open week. I know they didn't Friday night, and I'm not sure about practice last week. I hadn't heard of anything major. So, I mean, like I say, Roberts is still walking around in a boot, and you know that's not good for the Outlaws, as he's one of our defensive and offensive leaders. But mm-hmm. you know that's where people have to step up. I mean, you just want the defense to keep playing like they have the last few games. On the offensive side, Beckman, Hill, Salazar, I mean, those guys keep producing like they have, and that line keep opening holes for them. Defensive side, I mean, you've got Dugan and Jaron Hill leading the tackle charts week in and week out. And like I say, it's going to be a big game Friday night, big yeah. conference game. I mean, as we get conference underway,
as Lafayette County tries to move into Southwest Arkansas, because they played us, Horatio, and you guys on consecutive weeks, so they're yeah. trying. They're trying hard to get west of I-30.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, and you know, in our conference, they're going to have Mineral Springs, Murfreesboro, Foreman. I mean, they might as well just yeah. relocate.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Stamps is overrated anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know about that. Do they still they play at the Stamps football field,
yes.
right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was talking about postage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, that's it for the Outlaws this week. Jeff, we appreciate you coming in and talking to us and just being here to help us each and every week. And we look forward to an Outlaw victory to get the conference season started off right and move towards those playoffs that we talked about a little bit off air. And hopefully that'll happen this week with a win over Lafayette County Cougars.
Go Outlaws.
Go Outlaws.
That's going to wrap it up, huh, for this week's episode. But we got some awards to give out.
Absolutely. We got our Toad Thumper Lures Offensive Player of the Week for the area. And that's going to be Avery Buster, offensive lineman center for the Ashdown Panthers, Greg.
Yeah, great job by him. And our Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Week is going to be Jake Terry, defensive lineman for the Horatio Lions. Had a great game.
It's Hog Heaven this week.
It is.
Couple of linemen. The linemen, they never get any love. They're getting love from us this week.
Yeah, they're getting love from us. And, you know, the Adderose Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area is going to be a lineman also.
Yep, going to be Jake Terry from the Horatio Lions. Congratulations, Jake. You'll have a T-shirt with our logo and Player of the Area coming your way. We'll get your picture and just really happy for you. And just keep on doing it.
Yep, we appreciate that, and we appreciate all the sponsors that sponsor all the different awards we give out, and we appreciate Walker Family Clinic and all the Walker Enterprises. We appreciate the Queen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Vet Clinic. We appreciate UA Cossetot for all their sponsorships. We appreciate all the coaches, the play-by-play guys. We appreciate all the players.
This sounding like one of those Grammy speeches.
Yeah. let us talk about it. And most of all, what I was going to say, I shouldn't say it, but I am. We appreciate Tyler for all that he does.
We do.
He doesn't get a shout out very often, but without him, this would sound like us talking all the time. And he makes it
Boy,
sound.
Boy, we wouldn't want that.
No, it sounds like something actually halfway professional. I don't know how he does it. It's magic, man.
It is magic.
It's magic, man. But we appreciate you, Tyler. And we do appreciate all our sponsors. But most of all, we appreciate the kids for just letting us talk about them. We appreciate that. And we'll be here next week to talk about football again. See you next week.
See you next week.